Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab with John and...
Angel.
Yes. And Angel, today we're going to be talking about something that is right up your alley.
Like flying, traveling?
Travel, tourism, you know, globetrotting. Oh. But we're going to talk about something sort of out of the way, because most of the time when we think about traveling, we think about major cities, right? Paris, London, New York, Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Right?
We set out the same places, yes.
Exactly. I mean, those are the destinations.
The major cities we...
Yeah, those are the cities that we have in our minds, right? It's on TV. Our friends and family all want to be there, right? Right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But we do have a problem, though, you know, of the pandemic situation. So
we
travel
can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't go anywhere and travel still a problem. But this topic is definitely up your alley, but, you know, something a little different. Instead of major cities or major capital cities that we want to visit, like London is the capital of the United Kingdom, right? And then Tokyo, the capital of Japan. New York, you know, is, not exactly the capital of the United States, but, you know, it's a major city. But what about smallest capital city that we should be visiting internationally?
Smallest capital city.
One of the world's smallest capital cities. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because Miss World Pageant is usually held in this country.
Oh.
Yeah. Miss World Pageants are usually held.
Whoa, in this country?
In this country. It's a country that...
So that's why...
Yeah, in Taiwan, we don't talk about these countries. We don't talk about this country.
Yes.
This is a country called Seychelles.
Seychelles?
It's like Maldives. It's an island country.
Oh, I see. I've been to Maldives, but I've never been to Seychelles. Is it located in Africa?
Yeah, east, off the coast of East Africa. In the Indian
Ocean.
Have
you been there before?
Never. Yeah, it's...
Ooh, okay.
You know, these tourist destinations would be on par with Maldives, Ibiza, Seychelles. They are these offshore islands that, you know, it will cost you in US dollar terms. So... If you earn NT dollars, you know, you're going to be paying US dollars, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back to Seychelles, they have this one of the smallest capital cities, the bustling capital city in the world. Smallest.
Okay, the smallest.
It's called Victoria.
Victoria.
It's called Victoria.
Oh, yes. Got a beautiful name.
Very beautiful name. Mm-hmm. And this is really a place... Like when you go to Maldives, Maldives is a country, it's a city, it's everything, right? It's one of the smallest places that you can go and hide. But again, it's so popular at the same time because everybody wants to go to Maldives because it's so beautiful. And the fact that the sea levels are rising, so you might not be able to go get to enjoy Maldives very soon.
Yes, that's what I've heard too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been there, so you don't worry about that. You know, I haven't been there, so...
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about it like, oh, should we go to Maldives? Ugh, you know?
Before, I think you should.
Before the snow caps melts. And before whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm still pondering about
Don't let
the
your
whole...
wife listen to this episode.
No, we've been talking about it. And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's on our bucket list.
Okay.
You gotta get there before, you know, anything...
Before it's
to
too
it.
Late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I don't like the Armageddon tone, you know, when we talk about Maldives, but, you know, the sea level is rising. So
yeah, that's the fact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So Victoria, Seychelles, and then I thought, wow, you know, this is definitely a country that we seldom talk about, right? Seychelles.
Yeah.
And
like I never...
Yeah, not
I've never heard of the city, Victoria.
Yeah. And not many people know that, you know, many world... Miss World pageants are actually being held here at Seychelles.
Wow.
Beautiful country. It's like holding these major pageantries at Hawaii, you know, these offshore islands, very exotic, right? Hawaii, Maldives, Ibiza, you know, it's just very exotic.
Victoria, Seychelles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Victoria, Seychelles.
Nice.
Definitely one of the smallest capital cities worth visiting, I think, you know.
How small is that?
How small is this?
Like the populations?
Let's put it this way. As I am aware.
Okay.
10 minutes walk, according to the article, it's 10 minutes walk to walk around the perimeter of the city center.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes. You walk around the city center. That's it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Seychelles is, you know, a bunch of islands. It's not one major island, it's a bunch of islands. So the capital being, you know, the most blossoming city, it's probably just like a T-junction.
Oh, it sounds small, but it sounds, should be very busy.
Yeah, it's very busy. It's got a population. Uh-huh. Victoria has a population of 30,000.
Oh, 30,000?
30,000, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. But comparing to the size, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, 30,000 population is basically a block in Taipei.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just a block in Taipei, yes. So just a block of people on this island and living together and trying to help one another, I guess.
Yeah. So basically everybody know each other.
I think so. Like, or either that or everybody's related somehow.
I think so, yes. Related, yeah. My cousins, my cousin's cousin.
Distant cousins, second cousin, yes. Third cousins. Yeah, you know, you're just related. all related somehow.
So they're all a family, a big yes. family there.
Yes. And obviously for any newcomers that would come and stay with them, you know, they would be like, yeah, fresh blood, yay.
we're gonna torture him or somehow.
Like new blood. Yay, somebody bury this guy. We need new genes.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, 30,000 population. Okay. I want to bring this, you know, this is Seychelles, and this is sort of, again, away from what we can do right now. Mm-hmm. Technically, nobody's flying now. Well, for business, everybody's flying because you sort of have to. But yes. For leisure, I don't think the Taiwan market is ready for this whole leisure thing because we still have the quarantine policy.
Quarantine
right?
things, yes.
So what's the current quarantine policy?
Well, it's 3 + 4. You need to stay at home for quarantine for 3 days and self. And then 4 days you can go out, but you need to have the negative result. But you need to still need to monitor yourself.
Yes. Self-health mm-hmm. monitoring for 4 days.
Yes.
And I think during self-health monitoring, and this is what I really don't understand, is during the period, the 4 days of self-health monitoring, you are not allowed to take public transportation, correct?
Yes.
Something like that. And you cannot...
According to the rule, yes.
Yeah. And you can't go to concerts or yes. or like major events or something
or
like
even
that?
You cannot go eat, have a dinner with your friends.
Oh, you can't?
You can't.
I didn't know that. But I mean, yes. The fact that mm-hmm. just, you know, not being able to take the public transportation is kind of odd to me because I don't think sitting in a taxi would be that healthy anyway.
Then at least that you only spread your germ to the taxi driver, not the entire people on the bus. Maybe that's their logic. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so odd. I mean,
right? I know.
Yeah, some rules make really good sense. They're like, oh, this makes sense. I kind of understand. And then it's like, okay, so you don't want me to take mass transportation, but you want me to take taxis the whole time. So if you think about it, Taipei taxis being so convenient and efficient. So
mm-hmm, they do. Mm-hmm.
The taxi drivers are bound to pick up the next passenger 4 or 5 times a day at least, right?
Ah, yeah.
And yes. The passengers travel Taipei City, right? So, I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of thinking, on the worst case scenario side, I'm saying,
does it help?
I don't know. I don't know if that's savory. So, anyways, it's a little counterintuitive to me. But anyways, yeah?
We're not traveling. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it because you cannot travel. Don't worry.
Yes, we're not traveling at all.
Yeah.
Here's my next question. What's the best place today to go to and stay away from all the crowds?
Stay away from all the crowds.
Like
that we can.
Yeah, there must be mm-hmm. somewhere in Taiwan, middle of nowhere, that
middle
you can
nowhere.
Go to. That's like a little secret, secluded place that you can sort of hide away from the crowds. Because the reason why I'm asking is, all my friends, they are going camping recently. They say,
yes.
to stay away from
it's
the crowds, I'm going camping.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The campsite is full of people.
So you have nowhere to hide, even and you're in camping.
Exactly. And then my other friends who say, okay, I'm going to the beach because, you know, we're an island. So there's bound to be a beach somewhere that's really secluded and, you know, away from people. And then he said, no. Like, everywhere he goes, all the beaches that he could just run away from the city. All the beaches that he would visit are packed.
Of course. It's Taiwan. It's summer. It's summer vacation.
So there must be a place that we can hide. Or like,
yes.
Other than the, this, you know, major, the 20 ping apartment that we have. There's got to be a place we can hide.
Do you have anything in your mind? I got one.
I'm sorry. I haven't traveled enough in Taiwan to know.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, because our population density is just so much higher than South Africa. To me, this is anywhere is still denser than South Africa. You know, in South Africa, it's like, what was the figure back in like 2000 or something? Like about 3,000 people per square kilometer. But in Taiwan, it's like 30,000 to 50,000 people per square kilometer. You understand what I mean? It's
that's right.
In South Africa, you would drive around and see a few people. And then you know, if you drive around in circles, you see the same people. But in Taipei, it's like you drive around the block and, you know, you just see new people.
You see a whole community.
Yeah, you see people that you don't recognize. And then every few seconds or so, you see more people. So our population density is definitely on a different level.
Uh-huh.
But there must be a place in Taiwan that everybody goes and hides, right?
Yep.
And where would you hide, like for you now, to stay away from the crowds?
For me, because I'm from Taichung, right?
Yeah.
And then there is a little township called Changbing. Have you heard of it? Changbing?
No. Is that
okay.
on the beach?
Is that on the beach? Yes, it's on the beach, but it's like the place is, I will call it off the beaten path, in the path, because we don't have public transportation there. You can only either take the bus, drive yourself. They don't have harbor. They don't have the train stations. So it's very hard to get there.
Oh, Changbing doesn't have a train station. There's no train station.
Yeah, wow. So perfect place to hide yourself.
Yeah, so
be away from the crowds.
Okay, so how far is this from your hometown?
Changbing, I think it takes about 2 hours of driving. You know, within Taichung,
two hours of driving.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's on the northern part of Taichung, and then close to Chenggong, where it's famous for its seafood. But Changbing. Yeah, I would call it, it's quite isolated because it's very hard to get there. But I think more and more people know that. So more and more people, you know, travel there.
Okay.
So, yeah. But last time I've been there, still like lesser people know. So I'm happy to hide myself there.
But 2 hours of travel from
Taichung. Yeah, 2 hours of, yes.
That's still
driving.
Crazy. With that kind of a time,
I can
you'd be in Japan right now.
Yes. I know, right? And that's if you drive by yourself. If you want to go to take the public transportations, like the bus stop every stop, I think it will cost you 3 hours. 3 hours?
That's
around.
Unimaginable. 3 hours. I'm in Kaohsiung already from Taipei.
Yes, but that's when it's in Taichung. And then the bus, it's not punctual at all.
No wonder, right? I mean,
no one will set up the plane going Changbing by taking public transportations. So it makes it more unique to go.
Mm-hmm. Very secluded, like, out of the way.
A bit abandoned, yes.
Abandoned.
Abandoned. I will say that because...
Not
know,
anymore.
When
after our podcast, I think people will start visiting next time they go.
Yeah, go easy on Changbing, go easy on Changbing.
Yes, I heard your podcast. And hey, Angel, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay, I'm here too. So like when we talk about the city, like Taichung, what's the first thing that you come into your mind?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, Taichung... You know, mountainous, we've got mountains, like beautiful mountains. We've got the beautiful sea, the beaches, fantastic beaches. And I just still haven't wrapped my head around why transportation or, you know, traveling in Taichung takes so much time. Maybe because of the lack of infrastructure, you know, highways, freeways and all that. So
we don't have highway or freeway.
Yeah. So if it's like these little gravel roads, off roads, then we're talking about place that's not developed at all, right? A county in Taiwan that's, you know, I would say without any, you know, other connotations, but underdeveloped, like it's still natural and underdeveloped, you know, lesser sort of artificial infrastructure.
Yeah. And then I think the same thing applies in Taidong, like Maldives, like the sea level is rising. So you might not see Maldives in the near futures. And in Taidong, the same, because, you know, more and more people are coming to Taidong and then they want to transform Taidong into another kind of tourism place. So when every time when I go back to Taidong, I thought, oh, how come there is a new shop? And then everything's so different from the way I see when I was a kid. But Changbing still kept a secret. So I think it's worth going.
Changbing. Okay, so if you were to go to Changbing, what do you usually do?
I usually just sit on the cozy cafe.
Oh, you just chill?
Yeah, just chills and enjoy the atmospheres and look into the sea. That's it.
Do you do any fishing or any water sports or
if you hiking? Want to do if you want to do those stuff, people will recommend you to go to Chenggong, but that's a perfect place to go fishing. If you want to go surfing, then you can go Duli Haitan, you know, the Duli Beach. That one is very famous. Yeah, you can go there. And then, actually, as a surfer, we have many, you know, secret
serving spots.
We don't want to share. So you have to know the local, so they will bring you there.
Okay, so I take it you have to like share your little rice wine with the locals to get them to spill their secret, right? Hey, tell me your secret surfing spot.
Tell me the secret.
Here you go, man. Yes. Cheers.
You need to get the bonding with them.
Yes. You need to get them drunk. Then they get talking. Yes. Go to a bar and then get the bartender drunk. And they're like, yeah, tell me the secret surf spot.
Yes, I know where. I'll show you after this. We go together.
Yes. That's fantastic. So Taidong definitely is, I think Taidong is a lot more on people's travel radars.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've run out of places to go.
It's kind of sad.
It's been a year of COVID, right?
So, year or two? Wow.
You know, a year of this whole work from home and everything. So I think, you know, people, apart from families looking for places to bring their kids to, you know, having your family time and all that, you get these travel enthusiasts, right? People who love traveling, who does a lot of traveling. All of a sudden, they can't go to Japan, they can't go to Hong Kong, they can't go to China, they can't go to Philippines, they can't go to Indonesia. They're like, okay, so let me Google every possible place on, you know, in Taiwan. Let me just Google map Taiwan and just list everything and I'm going to visit one of these places, you know, every weekend. That's what people are doing, I think. It seems like
that's what they are doing
everywhere.
Now.
Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere, you know. Even during the pandemic a few months ago, I noticed, in Taipei City downtown, maybe the cars are getting less, but cars heading north and cars heading south, you know, on the highways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see a reduction in the traffic.
No, when you're driving back to Taipei, you know, the traffic jam will kill you. Like last Monday, I drove back from Taidong back to Taipei, right? Uh-huh. How many hours did it take? Like 8 hours?
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about that. You took, you know, a few stops and then you guys chilled in Hualien a little bit halfway. But
during Yilan, during the city, it's crowded. And then the traffic jam was like crazy.
I know. Once you know, just for the snow tunnels, Yilan, Toten, you know, that's where you would sort of, I don't know, stop. You can literally camp. You know, you can bring a barbecue and you can sort of barbecue in the middle of the highway and then, you know.
Yeah, it is highway so barbecue. Happening. Oh my gosh. Imagine, and it's like every weekend, it's like that.
Oh, I hear you. Like my friend, I've got a bud who stays in Yilan and he says, I don't know what's wrong with you Taipei people. Like, I don't go out because of you guys. I can't go out on the weekend because of you guys. Because it's just traffic everywhere.
Oh, right.
Yes.
It's traffic everywhere.
And then every time we go to Elon and we say, hey, let's go to the night market, he's like, what's wrong with you guys? You guys come all the way from Taipei, and the first thing you want to do is go to the night market.
Go to
it's
my
a
market.
Stupid night market. La, la, la. I mean, so, you know, for us, it's an attraction, but for them, it's like, yeah, been there, done that.
A nightmare.
You know, I've been here 30, 40 years, and it's,
nah,
it's just
pass.
A night market, right?
It's just a night market for
them. I've tried all the foods.
Yeah,
and
right?
We're like, oh, this is cool. That is cool. Oh, this is great. That is great. Yeah, that's us. You know, being touristy.
Seriously, have you been to the night markets in Elon?
Yes, I've been. I've been.
So how was it?
So the first few trips that I go and stay with him.
Uh-huh.
And at his house. And first few trips I go and we go to the night market. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'll take you. But it got old, right? It got really, really old. And he would say, John, I think we should stop doing this, really. Like, this we got to stop. this is stupid. Like, if you want to eat some stuff, like, sure, let's go. Let me show you the real local way. And I'm like, yeah sure, tell me, because
I
don't know
anything. People want to try the local one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, show me what you guys eat. So he would take me to these old local restaurant, out-of-the-way restaurants, and he's like, this is cool, that is cool. And I'm like, yeah, wow. And after a while, you sort of, no, you shouldn't go to those places that type of people talk about.
That's right.
So I go there I just say, yeah, you take me, yeah, you know, take me anywhere. You know, whatever you eat, I eat. I'm happy. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I think that is the better way if you visit those small towns because you get to know the local, right? And feel the vibe.
That's what I like as well. I wouldn't say Elon is that local because Elon it's you know, they've got a nice business district and it's, you know, a lot of constructions going on and everything. They've got literally everything. It's just that you have to, it's got everything, but the lifestyle and the tempo.
It's different from
It's slightly different. You don't feel so rushed and people are more chilled.
When you talk
to them, they're more chilled. I mean, they're not like Taipei people where it feels
they're
like
so
everybody's
intense.
Rushing and you are a disturbance, a disruption to other people.
Wasting their time.
Wasting other people's time. Elon, it's like, oh, you know, you can chat to them and just, you know, you can have that extra word or two. But, you know, in Taipei, you wouldn't be able to. And then I would say, you know, if one day we would go and visit Tongbing, it'll be like, you know, you have to chat up everybody because the population is just like, you know, you just the 100 people, right?
Yeah.
So you chat up everybody.
They know each other, you mean,
yes.
I'm sure.
So you can chat up everybody very quickly.
Yes, and one thing
town.
That is very special in Tongbing is that since we are both foodie, yep, and then they do have so many restaurants that serve omakase cuisine, can we say that? They
seriously?
They don't offer you the menu, but they just feed you whatever they got, whatever they fish today.
Ooh,
yeah. And then the price, range could be from like 500 to 4,000, you know, the huge range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, you got to try it sometime.
Okay. Wow. That's super interesting. I suppose that's sort of the local way, right? I mean,
that's the local way.
Yeah. There's no real set menu that you can come and eat, you know, all the time. But today it looks like, yeah, I happen to fish a tuna and here's tuna. And
here's
tomorrow,
tuna,
I fish mackerel and here's mackerel. So you just got to sort of go with the flow in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like, it feels like you're eating at your friend's house.
Okay, but I wouldn't pay my friend, though, if you catch my drift.
So that's not the story, though.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to Elon at my friend's house and say, oh, here's $2,000, so omakase, thank you. Yeah, but I do get the thing. It's like, that's not something we would want to do in Taipei, unless if we do omakase in Taipei, it'll be like, you have to go to a reputable, like a really reputable restaurant.
Yep.
Or it has to be like some sort of a business dinner.
Oh, yes.
You know, then you do something like that. But you wouldn't go like on a Friday night, like, yeah, you know, I want to treat myself. Here's omakase. And then at the end of the evening, you just spend your week's wages on that. So it's a little different. But I mean, in Tongbing or if you're sort of traveling, you would want that experience. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think
give it a try.
It's definitely worth a trip, I think. You know, go there. If you want to run away or, you know, just
be away from people.
Yes, escape from the hustle and bustle, the big cities. Tumbing is your friend. But then you got to know. Yeah, but then you got to know, you know, if you drive, it's going to be at least 8 hours. So, you know, you got to chill. You got to take it easy. You got to enjoy that road trip. It's, you know, driving is part of the experience. Okay. And once you get there, don't try and, you know, just stay for a night or two. You got to sort of have a short stay to get it out of your system, right? I would probably do that to just get that big city out of your system.
They do have so many stylish homestays. Yes.
Yeah. And then,
you won't be disappointed.
You know, once you start wearing short pants and flip-flops and flowery short sleeve shirts, then you're good. It's time to come back to Taipei and face face the reality.
Face the music.
Yes. All right. That's all the time we got for you guys. And 15 Minutes Fam, why don't you tell us your favorite secluded place in Taiwan? So we might pay them a visit, or we might just do one of those remote podcasts in Tumbing or a secluded place that you nominate. All right? So let us know in the comments below. And remember, you are welcome to share with us or tell us what you like and the topics you like to listen to at ask15mins@gmail.com. So we're waiting for your email, and we will catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.